following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a 12-ounce bottle for $3.99. That's a savings of $4. Improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You, manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You, bought your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You, recite the wisdom of philosophers, late-night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Live in New York, The Herd.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
What is focus? It's the fusion of clarity and alertness. It's when you're in the zone, on top of your game. It's the confidence that comes with saying, I can and I will. It's when you feel like you can do anything, accomplish everything. Because with focus, nothing seems out of reach. So reach for a 5-hour energy and get the feeling of focus you need to get things done. For details and disclaimers, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Join the chase
for your
Tri-City Storm.
Catch back-to-back games this Friday and Saturday.
As the Storm battle
the Des Moines Buccaneers.
Friday, January 31st is Olympic night with Concours games for fans.
It's also another free Kids Friday.
Then, on Saturday, it's Casino Night
featuring $1 Coors Light beer.
Use play money to gamble with at the game.
Turn in your casino cash for a chance to win over 60 prizes.
Vegas meets the Miero Center
with Casino Night at the Storm game.
That's back-to-back games of Storm Hockey
versus Des Moines on Friday and Saturday.
For tickets, visit stormhockey.com.
Presented by Miero.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill, located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here
from 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The final Tuesday of January 2014. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on today's program, and we're going to talk a little Husker football. I know that's what Indiana boy wants to talk about, because Indiana basketball coming in Thursday. What you got to say?
Oh, I mean, every opening segment should be sponsored by somebody who's affiliated with Big Red Football, because I mean that's just kind of where it goes. And obviously with the news that broke this morning about suspended players and recruiting and whatnot, I knew that they were bringing in their number one Husker analyst to host Tuesday's show myself, so I could break it down and let all the people know in Central Nebraska just what's going on with Husker recruiting and whatnot.
Is that what it is?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So.
Okay, I don't buy one bit of it.
I am more interested in, and I'll throw the first lobbying shot about this, that the Collegiate Players Association has been given full union status by whoever gives that out. Is that a good thing for college athletics? Is it a bad thing for college athletics, or will it end up having no effect on college athletics?
Well, it has nothing to do with the college athletes. I'll tell you that right up front. It's all about the lawyer who's going to make the money to get this going, in my opinion. That's what I have to say about all that. What do you think?
I think we are on the precipice of some huge change in collegiate athletics once this all kind of the EA Sports lawsuit, the video game likeness lawsuit, as a trickle down to college licensing. I mean, we are going to see some dramatic changes in the next 5 to 10 years in how college athletics is run from a financial standpoint, to the point where I don't think college athletics will look like it does currently.
What do you think will be the first major impact of this unionization of college players?
Oh, the rich getting rich. You know, I shouldn't say rich getting rich, but the more wealthier football programs obviously are going to be able to play players. So do you go to so you're going to see the gap between the mid-major, you're going to see a huge, even bigger gap, because is an Ohio U, is a MAC school, going to be able to pay that player? So do you now, where it was all pretty much dollars across the board, do you pass up the extra $5,000 and go try to play at Ohio State? Or do you go to an Ohio University where you're not going to get that extra $5,000? You know, so I think that would be the first, to me, outside looking in, that would be my first thing is, okay, we're really going to get separated. We're, you know, the Utah story.
You're still only going to be able to same number of players, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. But I'm just, you know, from the standpoint of, maybe you get that middle three-star linebacker instead of just getting a two-star guy to kind of be his. I mean,
fill the void.
Yeah,
more walk-ons.
No. I mean, I don't think you're going to have the walk. I think you're going to see walk-on programs completely decimated by this, because you're not going to pay 20 guys the extra money. I mean, at a place like Nebraska, you'll be fine. I'm talking about at other places where you kind of hear of the walk-on linebacker who earns a scholarship his second year in. I don't think it'll affect Nebraska, because they obviously have the financial resources to pay the players. But I think you're going to see it affected at the mid-major level to the low level of Division I.
Well, there's all kinds of news out there today. Tim Miles has officially dismissed Devrell Biggs from the basketball team. Avery Moss will not be able to play for the Huskers. Nebraska's picked up 4 commits in the last 4 days. And Sean Callahan of Husker Online and his crew covering it all. And Sean joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How's it going? What are you following? Which one of these stories is the biggest to you? Avery Moss, Devrell Biggs, the unionization of the collegiate athletic, signing day? What do you got for me today?
Yeah, we could do a whole show, obviously, on all those topics. I mean, the Moss thing, I don't think is a surprise. I mean, everybody that kind of has known the inner workings of the situation since the bowl game has known that he's probably not going to be back. It was just a matter of being able to get it out on the record like it was yesterday with the court hearing and Avery Moss talking. But it's just such a delicate issue that, you know, nobody in the media really knew, you know, how much we could report and what we could get out there. And credit Sam McEwen, did a great job on that yesterday for the World Herald and getting a lot of that pertinent information out there about this situation. But yeah, it's definitely a loss. Avery Moss, it sounds like he may still stay around Lincoln for a year and try to appeal in December, and that's quite a gamble. You know, hopefully everything will work out for him in this situation.
Sean, I said yesterday, man, I can't imagine that Moss would stick around. As you said, that's a pretty big gamble. What in your gut do you think is going to happen, and how will that affect Nebraska as far as not being able to have him?
Well, honestly, he's going to have plenty of options if he wants to go somewhere. But if I was him, what I would do is I would go to like a junior college like Iowa Western that's close by, play there for a season, and then still come back over, do your appeal in December, and if that works out, you lose a year of eligibility at Nebraska, but you still keep playing football and keep yourself sharp. And then you could, you know, then if you win the appeal, you go back to Nebraska. If you lose the appeal, you'll still have plenty of options. But the key is you're still playing football. And I think if you take yourself out of the game for a year like that, there's just a lot of the odds of being the player you were, I think, are harder. So there's some tough decisions for young Avery Moss to have to make here in this situation.
Damon Day here, and obviously with Avery Moss, if he were to go to an Iowa Western, a program that is national on the national scene from a junior college standpoint, is there a strong enough tie for him still with the Huskers? I mean, or do you think may lose him to?
Well, the reason I would say he'd go to, I mean, this is no one has actually said this.
Oh, no.
But the reason I would suggest going there is because it's proximity to Lincoln. Now, if he had no plans to come back to Nebraska, if I was advising him, I would say go to a junior college probably on the West Coast or somewhere else. He doesn't even need to go to a junior college is the thing, guys. I mean, he can, you know, legitimately transfer to a Division I program, and a guy like him will have options with what he did last year. So if he wanted to stay at Nebraska, that would be the route I would say could make sense to at least keep playing football. Otherwise, you know, he'd have to go to another school and just sit out and practice for the year but not play, which still would be better. But, you know, just sitting out completely in Lincoln, not doing anything, would be quite a gamble on his career.
UNK. We're talking with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Before we move on from the Moss situation, if he would be able to be on the spring roster next year, how much time does he have left?
Well, today technically is the last day you can be out of classes. It's the 10th class day of the semester. So there's no way he could be on the spring roster as far as I know. I mean, he's not even being able to be granted another appeal in the
in 2015, Sean, if he did set out the year, got the appeal, and was back on the football team, how much more could he play?
I think you would hope he'd be right back into the mix. You just never know how a guy's body is going to respond, because I don't care who you are. If you're working out on your own, you're just not getting the same type of workout as you're going to get with a football team. And you know, it's just like when you go to the gym, when you work out by yourself versus with a trainer, you're going to get a lot better workout than with a trainer at the gym than when you just go in there and doing your own workout. So you just wonder, if he took a year off, how his body would be, and could he really keep himself sharp enough to be the player he was, and how long would it take him to get back to where he'd want to be physically and mentally. And, you know, there's a lot of questions, and Bo Pelini's not going to have very many answers because he can't say much. I mean, that whole Penn State situation from a year ago, 2 years ago, you know, university officials, football coaches, they can't get involved and use their influence to intimidate people in lesser roles. That's exactly what happened at Penn State, and Bob Pelini can't even get on the phone and talk to these people about it because it's a serious issue across NCAA athletics. You can't use your powerful position to intimidate people maybe in a lower-level position like a university dorm role or university chancellor role or whatever.
I know Robin's the basketball guy, but your thoughts on Devrell Biggs and why that didn't work out?
It's unfortunate. You hate to see, he's the first local in-state scholarship player, I think, since Jason DeRusso and Wes Wilkinson, which is a long time ago. Those guys are pushing 30 years old now after playing at Nebraska. And, you hate to see a local guy have the opportunity and things go bad, but clearly he wasn't doing what it takes to be a player at Nebraska off the court and on the court. And it's unfortunate to see it go this way, but that's life in big-time athletics. You can't go out. You've got to be a professional and do the right things on and off the court, and he clearly wasn't doing it to the level it needed to be done.
It looks like it was a pretty good weekend. We had Nate on Friday, and then the floodgates opened a little bit, so we'll rehash a few of these guys. But pretty good weekend in your eyes for Nebraska?
No doubt. Nebraska had 23 commits. They needed this surge, and really probably three spots left. Ideally, they'd like to take two defensive linemen and one offensive lineman in these last three, is my best guess right now. Kevin Bronson and Friesen, the offensive lineman, and the third D-line spot is kind of a wild card what they could do there. No one knows. If they don't get that third D-lineman, maybe Jacquez Parks becomes that third commit of the class. He was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution Player of the Year as a quarterback. So there's definitely a lot of options at this point Nebraska can close the class out with, but there were a lot of points in this recruiting cycle where there was uncertainty and maybe even question if this would be even close to a top 25 class. Well, here we are a week away from signing day, and it looks like it will be a top 25 class and possibly the second or third best class in the Big Ten.
Talking for another couple minutes here with Sean Callahan as we're a week and a day away from National Letter of Intent signing day. A couple more questions, Sean. Some of these guys lately have decommitted from other programs for a variety of reasons to come to Nebraska. Is anybody wavering that's committed to Nebraska since I think Clink Scales was the last one to decommit? Is anybody that you're worried about not signing next Wednesday?
As far as I know, everything's good to go. I haven't heard any visits, but with this kid yesterday, Cedric King, he took a secret visit without anyone knowing. So that stuff definitely always could happen. But, I heard some grumblings that Florida tried to make a run at Chris Jones, and he stayed solid in Nebraska. DeMornay Pearsonell, I even heard, had some action with Penn State. Penn State tried to jump on him, and he stayed solid. So you're going to get that kind of stuff happening, but I feel like Nebraska has done a really good job of building some relationships up with the key guys in their class. Tanner Farmer, there's no doubt in my mind that guy had a lot of people probably come at him too, and he stayed solid in Nebraska the whole way. And his dad, Brian, told me that in June. We were talking at the Embassy Suites in the lobby, and he said, I'll tell you this much, Tanner will not be one of those guys that wavers around and messes around. This thing's done with, and they held their word on that all the way to the end.
We touched on this with Nate last week. I thought this is the first time in a long time that we have made so much out of the walk-ons, and we're getting them from all over the state. Alex Baritska of Cozad was the last one I saw. We're going to talk to Blake Holtmeyer here at the bottom of the show from Kearney Catholic. We believe the first Kearney Catholic football player to ever go to Nebraska. What's your take on all of this, and I guess everybody getting a little more publicity in this day and age just to walk on?
I feel like it's an important part of Nebraska football, and I go out of my way to make sure I give those walk-ons the recognition when they commit to do it. And we're probably the only outlet that really reports on it hard, but then other people at least pick up on that because it is a hard thing to report on because some of these guys come out of nowhere. You don't even know Nebraska's really looking at them as a walk-on, and boom, they commit to be a walk-on. But what's unique is there's very few Omaha-Lincoln guys. It's a lot of guys from outside the Omaha-Lincoln area. I believe there's only two or three of the 15 from Omaha-Lincoln, and you get a kid from Loup City in there, and Cozad, and Kearney Catholic. It's definitely a nice-looking group. I know I talked to Alex last night, and he is very excited about the opportunity kind of has that Andy Janovich makeup, you know, great high school wrestler like Janovich was, great football player. Kid broke his leg as a junior, so he only played four games, but he's really come a long way, and I know Nebraska, from what I can gather, is as excited about Alex as any of the 15 guys right now.
And just to kind of refresh the general fan's memory, you're hearing this term preferred walk-on. What's the difference just for the general fan out there?
I mean, you're guaranteed a walk-on, or you're guaranteed a roster spot. You don't have to try out. You're on the team, and you can go through summer workouts and whatnot. And Nebraska, though, they try to make it where they're not a recruited walk-on, so they could, to do that, you can only make one total phone call the whole process. And then by doing that, it allows certain guys the opportunity to still get academic scholarship money. Now, if Nebraska makes more than one phone call, you're not eligible. And there's a few guys in this class, like the kid from Ashland Greenwood, Bo Cantrell. He's in line for a Regents. He's got a 29 on his ACT and a 4.0. And, you know, he could technically still get a lot of academic university money as well as being a walk-on football player.
All right, Sean, going to be a pretty busy week here. And folks, they just had a nice Red Sea Scrolls chat before Sean joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. So go to Husker Online and kind of recap that if you want more answers to your recruiting questions. Any other news that we didn't touch on, Sean?
Call me in about an hour. I'm sure there'll be more news. So,
All right, bud. We will let you get back to work. Always appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Take care. Sean Callahan of Husker Online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you get preferred walk-ons?
No. I think that the rise of Sean Callahan as a media type and the kind of, I don't want to say empire, but basically what he has developed is just such a forward-thinking business. I mean, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, who cared? I mean, Newton signing day was nothing. I mean, you didn't have all this stuff, and maybe I'm talking probably more for the casual. I'll even pick up some of his articles that you read through other outlets on the internet and whatnot. But it's just amazing how these guys have never even put on the uniform yet, and you're already kind of trying to see, you know, where they're going to be, how they're going to stand out, all these. And he gives you such in-depth information and talking about the process, and so I've always just kind of been amazed at his ability to really keep a pulse of these guys. And obviously I recruit at a much smaller level, not trying to compare. So no one send me a text or an email that I on a much different level, but it's really hard with these kids. Cause one day you think you got them and the next you don't. And maybe at that level, there's just a lot more, you know, you don't want to be like a waiver, or you don't want to lose something. But, man, just to try to get in the head of a 17- to 18-year-old person, and, you know, like how he said, you know, solid commits. These guys are solid commits. Man, that's a tough deal until you kind of get the paperwork signed and you do all those types of things, and it becomes official. But I always go back to this, my unionization thing. You know, you're going to see the letter of intent go away here sooner rather than later because of that. Because now when coaches, the old coaches get to change jobs whenever they want. Franklin gets to change whenever he, you know, got to go to Penn State. And all of his players are stuck there now. You know, and that's that debate. But I Sean Callahan and what he brings to the table from a recruiting standpoint and a knowledge base is just amazing to me. And I don't know of any other. I mean, I get the Golden Dome. You know, recruit. I mean, there's very few programs that have just those recruiting guys per se that make a living or off of the information that they can gather on the recruiting side of things. But I'm just more stunned at, man, it's the information these guys come up with is absolutely just amazing.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're talking with Damon Day, our co-host today. Just finished up with Sean Callahan. Coming up, Blake Holtmeyer is going to join us at the bottom of the hour from Kearney Catholic. He is one of the preferred walk-ons. We'll kind of talk about a little bit more about how that all came to pass and making the decision.
Per NCAA rules, I will have to step away during that interview process.
Really? Because he hasn't signed?
Yeah, he hasn't signed yet.
And there's – well, and – you can just nod. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that somebody in this room may have been looking at him to have a glove and a bat. Maybe
Per NCAA rules, we're not allowed to comment.
I haven't even heard the horn go off today.
Exactly.
That's great.
Per NCAA rules, you're not allowed to comment specifically on the student athletes that you are looking at. But
sure.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Cool.
Yeah. So I will have to recuse. I think the recuse is
the word.
That
is so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
The rules, I mean, that's what I'm most excited about is when are they going to blow up this NCAA rule book?
So if you got questions, you could like be an anonymous emailer.
Yes, I could be an anonymous.
That's what we'll do.
Emailer.
In fact, you could probably also join in. You could ask the questions from the anonymous emailer. You could say, Blake, got a question here from Bill in Wood River. And here's the question. Blake, got a question from Tom in Grand Island.
Yeah.
Steve in Hastings.
It's
Hillary in Kennesaw.
The NCAA rules are, we could have our own hour-long show on.
Hour.
The things
hour.
That.
Hour. Are you kidding me?
The things
hour.
That you can and cannot do and. You know, my favorite one is the you know, you can't buy your guys, like, when they get a bagel at, like, certain places, there's, like, a limited amount of condiments you're allowed to provide. I mean, so I'm serious. Like, the rules are so, like, on an official visit, the things that you can and can't, it is absolutely erroneous and ridiculous.
Okay, you can put some ketchup and mustard on that dog, but you don't touch that relish.
Hey, whoa. 3 condiment limit on an official visit.
No onions.
Shut it down.
I don't care if it's chili cheese dog, son. No onions. Yeah. Nope. You see? You got the dog. You got the chili. You got the cheese. You get one other thing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you get. Yeah.
We don't want an indecisive guys here. Good. Pick your 3 condiments and that's it.
We discussed this a little bit yesterday, too. A bill has been introduced by a state senator here in Nebraska, Russ Karpasek. That would classify high school varsity teams based in part on their success and not just their enrollment. Those with winning teams year after year would have to be put into the next higher class. Your thoughts on that? Because that's something that I see that Indiana has used that rule.
I'm going to go with 98%. I'm going to act like on behalf of 98% of the people of Nebraska. Mr. Karpasek, could you please do something better with your time to help us as a state? Maybe lower some tax rates, maybe take care of some health and human services issues. I don't know what all is out there on a docket. I'm a simple person, but there is no way that this should even be when I heard about that the other day when you guys told me, I almost freaked out because I'm a huge politician guy. I used to be until the current presidential regime, and then I've given up on the world. So I don't watch CNN anymore. I used to be avid on all those things.
When I go home, I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth.
But this is the absolute most ridiculous thing that I have heard of coming from a state government as legislation, and I like the fact that I believe if I read the article correct, they didn't even contact the NSAA about it.
Oh, no.
They just went out and did their thing.
No comment as of yet from the executive director, Rhonda Blanford Green, at least not that I've seen on this issue, probably because why? Or they're worried about transgender or something. Also, the point was kind of brought up. You know, I think Jimmy said yesterday, you know, what about the time that UNK baseball was going to the College World Series? You know, they were in the final game. What if the next year they would have been put in 1AA or whatever you want to call it now, just because they had some success?
Yeah.
I mean, Northwest Missouri State should be playing North Dakota State on a yearly basis, correct, in football? That's where we're at right now. North Dakota State should be playing Division I football. That is where we're at. They've won 3 consecutive national championships. So, Senator Karpasek, North Dakota State should be playing Division I, even though they are getting votes in the poll.
I think you should get a representative on from his office and ask him if he would like to recant his statement. Because you got to think about it. He woke up this morning and said, I did what? Really? I mean, that's like one of those come on mans from Chris Carter. Really? I mean, you really think about all that is going on in this state and in this world and all that we are dealing with in this time frame in a country from an economy to terrorist attacks against Olympia. I mean, all the things that we're discussing. And this gentleman brings up this.
Dang you, West Point Garden Angels, you winning too many games. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Blake Holtmeyer is going to join us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
January is now Januanny at Subway, and footlong fans are feeling good. Because any regular footlong is a $5 footlong. Even better for you favorites like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the ham, turkey, and roast beef pack Subway Club. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlongs. Hurry in for your $5 footlong this Januanny.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax are applicable. Excludes premium and supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
This is a beer ad for guys who drink beer with their buddies and watch football while drinking beer with their buddies. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. You can still drink it while watching football or something a little different like arm wrestling, because that's what Red's is, a little different and anything but ordinary. Crisp like an apple, brewed like an ale. Red's Apple Ale. Pick different. Red's Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Great beer, great responsibility.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see generally sunny skies in our forecast for today with a high temperature near 24 degrees. Down to lows near 4 above tonight as skies stay mostly clear. And we'll see sunshine Wednesday with warmer high temperatures near 48. Right now it's 16 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, coming up before the end of the program today. And all this Tri-City Storm made a trade yesterday. They've made another trade this morning. You're going to need a program to figure out who's playing for the Storm here the last third of the season, so we'll talk about that. And here at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, they offer everyday low, hassle-free prices, and over 500 vehicles are available on their two lots on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. And on a cold day like this, it's even better to just browse the inventory online at thinkmidway.com. Don't forget that there are additional rebates right now for Ram trucks that go through the end of this month, and there's only a handful of days left. You don't have to trade in your Ram on a new Ram. You just have to own one to qualify for these additional discounts. You can find out more from your very knowledgeable Midway Auto Dealership's dealer. And, of course, your sales folks will get taken care of, and you can check it out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda, Damon Day with you on today's program, rolling through this Tuesday. And we are pleased to welcome in senior at Kearney Catholic and one of the many young gentlemen over the last week that has accepted a preferred walk-on to the University of Nebraska to play football. And he's getting ready for a basketball game tonight with Gibbon. But let's talk a little football. Blake Holtmeyer is with us. Blake, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to chat with you. And I have been told by my co-host, Damon Dave, because he's a coach, he can't ask you any questions. So he's smiling. He's giving you the thumbs up. He's saying congratulations, but he can't ask you any questions. So he's not mad at you in any way.
All right. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Blake, talk about this process. I saw Jeff Jamrog at the ball game last Tuesday, and that was kind of the first that I had caught wind of this, and it sounds like it was pretty quick for a lot of these preferred walk-ons. When did you first catch wind that Nebraska might be interested?
They called me about a week before my visit on the 19th and asked if I'd like to come down and asked if I would be interested in maybe walking on there. And obviously said, yeah, I'd be interested, and then took the visit on the 19th. So,
And then right away, Mr. Jamrog comes out and talks to you. And I know that they don't get to say a whole lot, but can you tell us a little bit about what the discussion was after the basketball game at Donovan?
He couldn't talk to me before the game for NCAA rules or whatever, but he talked to me after, and that just so happened to be the game I fouled out in, so I guess he kind of liked that, being a football coach. But, you know, just kind of talked a little basketball and asked fighting questions about the whole football recruiting process and everything. So it was nice to see him out there.
Talking with Blake Holtmeyer here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's one of the preferred walk-ons for Nebraska football. I know, Blake, it's great to have all the talent that you and your brothers have, and you probably had many offers and many decisions to make. When did you decide you wanted to play football?
Probably after my junior year of football. I mean, I really enjoyed it, just the brotherhood and everything. I mean, I kind of debated other sports like baseball and everything, but I finally decided that I'd chose the football route and looking forward to it.
Blake, tell us, we always ask kind of who some of the other schools were that were interested in you, and maybe not just for football. Can you share with us some of the other offers and folks maybe you had to turn down or things that you were considering before you made this choice?
Yeah, I took a visit to Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas, and then Augustana College in Sioux Falls. And then I was possibly going to go on a visit to Northwest Missouri State, but I kind of had my mind made up to Nebraska by then, so I decided to just skip that process and just kind of make the long weekend driving out there and everything. So those are probably the top four schools for me in the football deal.
Did you consider basketball, baseball, or was this what you really wanted your heart set on? And when Nebraska said, hey, you had no problem making that choice?
Yeah, I kind of considered baseball in my junior summer, but I sat down, thought about it, and I just decided football. So happy with my decision now and everything. So
Usually when you have to go play D1 sports, that probably yanks you out for the summer. Does that mean your Legion baseball career is over, or have they told you yet, or what's the situation?
I haven't heard anything about when they want us to come down or anything, so I guess we'll wait for that decision when I find out when I'm supposed to report in the summer, in the fall, or whatever.
We're talking with Blake Holtmeyer here for another minute, keeping him out of class, I hope, over at Kearney Catholic as they get ready for a basketball game tonight over at Gibbon. We'll have that here on ESPN and getting ready to play football for the Huskers. What'd they tell you? What do they want you to do, Blake? Where are they looking at you playing?
They're having me come in as a wide receiver, so instead of DB, so that's what I'll be playing down there.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I prefer the wide receiver over DB, so I'm glad about that.
People want to know how fast you are. Some of us that got to see you play, we've got an idea, but in this day and age of social media and 40 times and shuttle runs and all that, did they test you out pretty good, or was that not part of the process?
It's not in Nebraska. We didn't test out or anything. At other schools, I did like a shuttle run and a vertical. But other than that, didn't do too many workouts.
Now, I've made my connections as far back as I can go, and nobody seems to recollect that there's ever been a Nebraska Cornhusker football player that graduated from Kearney Catholic. Is that special for you?
Yeah, it's kind of an honor. I mean, kind of hoping to get a foothold down there and maybe have some of my old teammates join me down there. That'd be pretty sweet.
Is there a chance of that? I know there's a name or two out there, guys that are traveling around. Are there any of the other guys that are considering Nebraska?
Like from Connie Catholic?
Yeah.
I heard Thomas maybe was considering it, but I'm not for sure what his plans are yet. So I don't want to say anything. I don't know what he's doing.
Pretty good 1-2 punch there. All right, give me a little something. How are you going to stop Gibbon? I suppose you're going to have to take care of Reinerdson tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll probably go with the third year, guarding him for multiple games. So I'm kind of looking forward to that matchup. So play down defense, play offense against that 1-3-1 and move the ball, I guess.
I'll give you three choices. Best basketball player you ever had to guard: Reinerdson, Brady, or your dad?
I mean, in a game setting, Riley, I don't know, backyard pickup games, my dad was pretty tough to stop, so I don't know.
Well, congratulations, Blake. I appreciate you making us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully the rest of this high school season goes great for you, and best of luck. We can't wait to see you down there playing for the Big Red.
Thank you.
Take care. Blake Holtmeyer, good kid, good family. Great to talk to Blake here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Did I get all your questions asked?
I didn't ask any of those.
That's weird. That's just weird. We've been talking rules intermixing here. That's weird. But I guess I'm thinking through my head here of all the other radio shows in the state. Probably don't have a lot of coaches that are in as guests.
Yeah. So. No, it's a great opportunity for him, and it's got to be an exciting opportunity. It is amazing, though, how fast it happens. When you are the biggest of the big, how you can just kind of to swoop in, you know. And I always, you know, giggle when coaches are like, we had him. You know, it works all the way for recruiting. But it's funny how the trickle-down effect happens, you know, because now, especially at the small school level in the state of Nebraska, it's like, oh, we lost this pitcher. Oh, well, you know, now we'll jump on board and try to get this guy who maybe is committed to a junior college or an NAIA school. And so you start to, you know, you start to do the trickle-down of, oh, who can steal who now?
Yeah, down at the especially, we'll see that here in the next month because we'll get our list of UNK and Hastings College players. Within that will continue. A couple of weeks later, we'll get more. Even a month later, from Hastings College, we'll get more for a variety of reasons. And then that kind of fills things out. In Lincoln, next Wednesday, that's it. Might be a straggler, but it would be a very rarity for a big time Division I program.
Yeah, and usually it's a grades guy.
Yeah.
Usually it's, well, we got to wait for a summer school course. We got to wait for this, or we got to kind of wait for that. But no, it's funny how they're trying to seal this up, but they're already on the 15s and 16s. That's what I always kind of.
Well, junior day for the Huskers is this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that we as coaches, the recruiting calendar has been sped up so much. I think we need 3-4 more commits on our baseball level. And, I mean, we're already looking at juniors, sophomores, and juniors for moving on down the road. I always feel bad when I get an email from a young man who's like, hey, you know, I'm a senior this year. I play, you know, I do this, I do that. And I'm like, man, it's March. I mean, it's February. I mean, we're almost finished. I mean, when you talk about just straight recruiting, we are almost finished with our high school kids for as far as verbal commitments go. Right now, all we're really honed in on is the junior college pitching thing. Because those guys now, that's the next target. Because those guys won't sign until those guys always call you back on April the 17th. Signing date's April the 15th. Those guys, they don't return too many phone calls until April the 17th. And then,
Coach,
your phone's off the hook.
Coach, Bob Simmons here. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. Just wondering if you still got a spot.
Exactly. You would be stunned. You would be stunned on how that happens. That doesn't happen usually at the higher levels, but it's amazing how the recruiting world has changed dramatically over the years.
If we sent you to the Big Apple for the Super Bowl, would you go?
I'll be in Denver at that time, but...
Well, I know you're playing baseball, but, you know, you could... It's just the last game of the series. We can get you out to the Big Apple. I'll tell you what. We'll take you to the Big Apple when you get back.
There you go.
All expense paid trip to the Big Apple just in time for the Super Bowl. Thanks to ESPN Radio, the Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney and Fast Fills Plaza. We're giving away a gas card to Fast Fills and a $40 gift card to the Big Apple Fun Center so you can drive to the Big Apple and eat and drink during the Super Bowl or any other time. What you thought? We're not going to New York. We're sending you someplace way more fun. The Big Apple. Email the Doug and Daddy Show right now and get your name in. We'll be randomly picking someone on Thursday's show to win the gift package with the free gas and the $40 gift card to the Big Apple Fun Center. You can use it whenever you want. So if you didn't email us yesterday, you can email us anytime. Doesn't, if you're driving, oh man, I can't get there by noon. It doesn't matter. Just email us by Thursday when they draw, and we will... get your name in the hopper. Somebody's winning the Big Apple Super Bowl trip. We'll be back with more, including Troutman's Tuesday trivia after this.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. Here on ESPN Radio Tuesday night, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader as Kearney Catholic travels to Gibbon. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central battles Hastings High, and on Classic Hits 98.9 Centura's at St. Paul. Kearney Catholic Gibbon here on ESPN, Adams Central Hastings High 1230 KHAS, Centura St. Paul, Classic Hits 98.9 Tuesday.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
Do re mi fa sol la ti do. You be dee be dee, skip be dee be dee. I love my kids, but they're driving me crazy. I will stay here forever in the steamy hot shower.
If an endless supply of hot water sounds good,
mom time, I have my mom time.
Visit Rinnai.us, R-I-N-N-A-I.us, to see how Rinnai tankless water heaters can set you free.
Because it is so hot. I've got water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye. Oh my gosh, my legs are prickly.
We'll see generally sunny skies in our forecast for today with a high temperature near 24 degrees. Down to lows near 4 above tonight as skies stay mostly clear. And we'll see sunshine Wednesday with warmer high temperatures near 48. Right now it's 16 degrees.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Dudetamon Day. We've been promoting it here for quite some time, but Little League registration is upon us, Damon, and I know you guys have something to do with that with Loper Baseball.
Yes, we run the day program, something that we're really proud of, and it's that time of year where, you know, it's freezing out and you have to go sign up for baseball. And so live registration is this Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon, or next Monday from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Harmon Park Activity Center on 31st Street and 5th Avenue. Get involved. Get your kids involved in the game of baseball. It's a great game. Teaches you a tremendous amount. I think all sports do, but I think youth baseball is a great opportunity to. But I will preface this so I can say it on the air. It is a non-competitive. There are no stats kept. And we do not have an all-star team that participates in the state T-ball tournament for the 5 to 7-year-old daytime program. The daytime program is strictly about having fun in a controlled and safe environment and is non-competitive.
Now, wait a minute.
There is no travel teams for 5 to 7 T-ball.
There is a state T-ball tournament? Or are you just making
I'm just making sure that I can answer as many questions to the general public so that I don't get these questions come. There is no travel teams. There's no Kearney Titans travel T-ball team.
Dude, if there was a state T-ball tournament,
I'm just going to tell you the questions that are thrown my way about competitive baseball as well as at the youth level are stunning, to say the least. That's why I like to just kind of get it out there. This is all about fun. A lot of our players, a lot of Kearney Legion players are there as mentors. It's a great summer activity to just get your kid out in the sun and run him around. But we are not training the next Jabba Chamberlain. This is about fun and keeping it safe. And hopefully by the end of it, they all learn which bases you're supposed to run to, which is very difficult to teach. I mean, I always laugh when people are like, well, you know, what do you do at Daytona program? I don't know. You tell me. How do you teach baseball? Because you got to think of all the sports, baseball's got to be the most difficult to explain to somebody who's not from the United States or is a very intermediate or just walking into the game.
Put the ball in the hole. Okay. Kick the ball. Throw the ball. Okay, now in baseball, what do you do after you hit the ball?
Yeah.
Football, you run until you get tackled. And there you go. Time for our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We're into the Nebraska basketball team. How will the Huskers team finish their conference season? Below 500, at 500, above 500. They're currently 2-5. And Nebraska fan, 82% of you says below 500, which would make sense. And that's kind of the category I'm on. Now we talk about how big of a loss is Devrell Biggs from the Nebraska basketball team. Big loss, minor loss, or no impact? You can vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Today's question again, how big of a loss is Devrell Biggs from the Nebraska basketball team? Big, minor, no impact. I am going to maybe be in the minority on this one. I'm going to go big. For as much as we waited for this kid to come to Nebraska and as much ballyhoo as there was about this kid coming home and how great he was and being a national junior college player of the year, he was a bust. He was a good player, but he ended up being a bust. 15 games that he actually played in. Should have been a starter, then he wasn't a starter, then he doesn't go to meetings, and he gets in some minor trouble. One of the stories say that he, you know, from the I guess you can't catch a break department, I think it was the World Herald where I read this, or Journal Star, I apologize if I'm crediting the wrong place here, but they said the night after the Ohio State game on the road, he got picked up for running a stop sign on campus, and of course because of his problems in Omaha that got him suspended for 3 games already, DUI or leaving the scene of an accident. He was on a suspended license, so he shouldn't have been driving in the first place. But he's on campus, and he gets dinged for rolling through, and he's got a court date coming up here in February. I mean, I know you did the wrong thing, but really?
I mean,
Avery Moss got in trouble because he went back into a dorm when he thought he could, but he couldn't. I mean, that's his story. He thought, okay, the academic year is over. My penalty is up. I can go back in. No. A full year. It had to be like January 1st. And at some point, I got to wonder how stupid that was as well. But, you know, two things that seem on the surface to me pretty minor, and both these guys are, you know, end up gone. And Tim Miles, here's what Tim Miles said, Damon. I've made the very difficult decision that Devrell Biggs will no longer be a part of our basketball program. We have consistently emphasized accountability for our student-athletes on the court, off the court, and in the classroom. Individual accountability affects the entire group. As a basketball program, we are moving forward, and perhaps a fresh start for Devrell may be beneficial to him as well. He didn't like being on time.
I can't speak to the severity, or I don't know enough the facts of either guy's case, but it's sad to see these guys have an opportunity. These student athletes have an opportunity to get a piece of paper that will help them get a job once they leave college, and they just waste it away. And, you know, are they going to get another opportunity? Obviously, we're second. You know, America does a great job of giving guys second or third chances, but, you know, that follows them. That both these incidences are going to follow them to their next place where they're always, you know, now they're going to be under heightened scrutiny there. And so anytime you see young people just make really poor decisions that affect their ability to get their degree is just, man, from a coaching standpoint and just as a coach, that's the stuff that turns your stomach. It's not winning or losing or what happens. It's when you see young people at the pinnacle of where their skill level has gotten them throw it all away for stupid reasons, whether it's not being on time or driving on a suspended license. If you have a suspended license, you're not supposed to drive. I know that, like, kind of like you said, you're just not supposed to. I know it happens with everybody, but, you know, there's got to be some awareness to you that I've already gotten a DUI. I've already been put on notice by this coaching staff to keep it clean. And, you know, it stinks for everybody all the way around, because I think that, you know, Coach Miles brought him in to be a, you know, I can't speak for Coach Miles, but in my opinion, he brought him in because he was from Nebraska.
Yeah.
He was a junior college player of the year. He was going to be a big sign. All these things, you know, that were going to be a huge, you know, bringing in the Omaha kid, just blows up in the coach's face. And now, you know, now what? Now where does he go from here? What, he got 1 year of eligibility left?
I think so.
Yeah. So he's got 1 year. Yeah. So.
Going to the Dent Popper inbox here, got an email from Avery in Lincoln. Says, congratulations, Blake. You'll love it in Lincoln. Just keep your pants on.
I don't know what that means. What is that? I don't know what that means.
Jeff, how do you even pass those things to me? The Storm yesterday, trading away, guys, and they trade away another one today. Let's go to... First off, I mean, I guess we will do it in order. Nolan Gluckowski, been a part of this program for a long, long time. He's bye-bye. They're going to send him to Sioux Falls, and now they've made another trade with Sioux Falls. Are we done playing Sioux Falls?
Yep.
So we beat them the last four times, I think. Well, four out of the last six that we played them, all within the last month. So now we're going to give them players. Christian Horn is now sent to the Stampede, along with affiliate forward Will Harrison and a third-round pick in exchange for affiliate defenseman Gordy Meyer and draft picks in the second and fifth round of the draft. So they gave him a fifth, got a fifth yesterday, and got another fifth today. There must be a lot of fifths over there. Got a lot of fifths in Sioux Falls. I imagine so. So Christian Horn gone, Nolan Gluckowski gone, Cecire gone, L'Esperance gone. We had Coach in. We had Coach Holton in last week. Chris Wilkie, by the way, another Storm news. Good news there. UN is the USHL forward of the week. And he says, Christian Horn was a highly sought-after commodity that we were reluctant to move. I don't know. Seems like a lot of movement to me. I get it. I get what Coach is doing. They're moving the big-name guys because they get a chance to maybe make a playoff run here. But, God, that's got to be tough, because what are you saying to the guys that you're not trading away that are still on your team this year? Are they all, and I guess I haven't done enough investigation here, are they all going to be back next year? Jeff, you work out there all the time. Are we keeping the young guys? Is that what it looks like?
I think so. And a lot of those, you know, like Wilkie was their draft pick this last year. He was USHL Player of the Year. I don't think they would ever move him. A lot of the guys that are moving are in their last year anyway, might be going to college here in the next year. So Sioux Falls right now fourth in the playoff standings, trying to get that extra piece, that extra defenseman for a playoff run. They see that the Storm likely aren't going to get in. We'll take them. We'll give you a fifth-round draft pick so you guys can build for next year. I think that's all it is, more than anything. They're keeping their young guys, getting rid of those guys that won't be back no matter what. It'd be like if Damon traded his senior catcher with 1 week to go in the RMAC, you know, for a...
That just stuns me.
You know what I mean?
Out of high school. See ya. Booyah. Bye-bye. I just, you know, got to run. Going to Sioux Falls.
Have fun in South
Central.
Dakota.
Have you know,
fun
I
in
just,
South Dakota.
I just, you know, that's just.
There you go. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 888-455-ESPN, a $25 gift card. We ask a trivia question. Somebody gets it right. We give them a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. 6 days open for you, carrying the gang. Do it great. Whether you just want a meat and cheese tray, pick up some bacon, some salami, some fresh sausages, or whether you want to get ham, get your USDA choice steaks cut like you like, pick up some prime ribs, some fresh frozen seafood. They've got it all there for you with some beers and wines, the condiments, jar of beans that are so good as well. They've got it all for you. Call now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. Who's up first today?
This is Mike.
Mike, all right. Well, I think you probably know the Super Bowl is this week, so I've got some Super Bowl questions. Are you ready for that?
Okay, give her out.
All right. This one was easy because it's all over the place. Another one that was easy. Hopefully we'll save till later. Here we go. Pete Carroll could become the third coach to win the Super Bowl and a collegiate Division I AP national title. Who are the other two coaches that did that?
I believe it's Barry Switzer and, I think of his name here. He coached at Oklahoma State. I can't think of his name. Jimmy Johnson.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. I don't even care if you were running a computer in the background because I don't think you were. And even if you were,
I
don't care. I think you got it right. When you said Oklahoma State guy, I was going to hang on because I knew you'd get it. And again, we can't let Jeff make up the questions because they're just too darn easy or our callers are just too darn smart. Doesn't matter. $25 gift card. You can use it and enjoy the Super Bowl. Congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll get you set up.
All right. Thank you.
Barry Switzer, Jimmy Johnson. I thought that'd be a little tougher. A lot of these things are all over the place. Like, one of the things that I was shocked about was yesterday, or they've been talking this weekend, that Seattle has nobody on the roster that's ever been to a Super Bowl. It's like the second time that's ever happened in the last whatever. I think they said somebody in 1990, the Bills, I think, the first time they went.
That does sound like an anomaly. I mean, you would think that of the 53 guys on the roster, that a long snapper, journeyman guy who's had to have tripped into a Super Bowl at some point.
Here's some other questions we had today. These were the backups. Peyton is the third quarterback to start a Super Bowl for two different teams. Can you name the other two? I think you can get one. You're never going to get the other one.
Give me the one I'd never get.
The one you'll never get started the Super Bowl for two different teams. That would have been in the first 20 Super Bowls, I believe. He would have done it. Craig Morton for the Broncos and the Cowboys.
Yep, got me on that one.
Do you know the other one?
No. Bernie Kosar.
Wife has a funky haircut.
Vinny Testaverde?
No, Kurt Warner. She used to. She used to, not anymore. Not the last time I was with Kurt Warner, the Rams, and the Arizona Cardinals. Bang! How about that one? How about that one? Here's another one for you. Denver and Seattle is only the second Super Bowl in the last 20 years to feature the number one seeds making it in. Do you know when the other one was? And it was fairly recent.
Tampa Bay?
No.
Okay.
Saints and Colts, also Peyton Manning, in 2009. Heard a good one this morning. Do you know the last 11 Super Bowls, which I can't believe, but this is what they said on Mike and Mike, the last 11 AFC champions have either had Peyton Manning or Tom Brady as the quarterback all but once? You know who the other guy was?
Ben Roethlisberger.
See, isn't that right? See, I don't know what they were saying. Because Roethlisberger was in, right?
Well, yeah.
What was the stat I saw?
10 of the last 11 years, it was either Manning. Manning's gone three times. Roethlisberger's gone three times. And Brady's gone four times.
Oh, okay.
And Flacco was the 11th.
Yeah, Flacco was the other. Okay, they said Roethlisberger. Okay, so I missed asked the question. But yeah, last year. And they're going, I had to Google it. I didn't remember. Joe Flacco, who got the big contract after last year.
Did you hear Charles Barkley? I want to say it was in L.A. on The Fan, ESPN, The Fan.
Yeah, they played a little of that today.
That he was calling out that, you know, Brady's better because he's, you know, I would just think that if I was Charles Barkley and never won an NBA title, I would just not comment.
Yeah, but they asked him about that. They asked him, he says, well, Chuck, we know you're better than blah, 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 but they have rings and you don't. I mean, they asked him about that. And he was pretty frank about it.
Well, I just think that if I'm him, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a Charles Barkley fan, so that's why I bring it up. But I find it funny that like all of a sudden Charles Barkley has become like this voice of somebody that we should listen to for some ungodful reason. What does he know about sports?
Why?
You know, what does he bring to the conversation as a sports analyst?
Humor.
Okay.
He brings
that's
you.
Fair. That's a good answer to that question.
But they started to get in that debate today. If you've won, you know, if you're Terry Bradshaw and you're fill in the blanks here. You know, if you're one of the guys that's won, you know, Terry Bradshaw's won four Super Bowls, but never brought up in the conversation of greatest quarterbacks of all time. Yet there are some people thinking that he is more worthy than Peyton Manning because Peyton only has one, or Dan Marino, or Warren Moon, or some guys like that out there.
I think Terry Bradshaw was viewed as this is the era of the quarterback. So obviously quarterbacks now get all the praise. When Terry Bradshaw won it, he just rode the back. He handed it off to Franco Harris, and the steel curtain shut everybody down.
Threw one of the most famous passes in history of the NFL. Come on.
But I just think that's more the perception that all of a sudden the quarterback is the end-all, be-all to getting a Super Bowl championship.
I hate to be this guy because I'm going to change gears here just for the last couple minutes of the show. When does Creighton blow up? When does the Creighton basketball team blow up? They're riding so high. They got the national. I mean, last week it was Doug McDermott. This week it's Ethan Rogge after he lit up Villanova and played well again against Georgetown. But when does that train hit a wall?
You know, I obviously don't think they. I think they'll get beat early in the Big East tournament. I think they're going to get upset, and I don't think they're going to make it to the Sweet 16.
I want them to.
Oh, I do too. I love watching. I love the coach. I like how they play.
Guy.
But I don't mean to be the
hanging around you too much.
Yeah, I don't want to be the bubble burster.
You love that.
But I just think that they peaked too soon.
Ton of high school basketball tonight, as we were talking with Blake Holtmeyer, Kearney Catholic Gibbon tonight here on ESPN Radio. Adams Central plays Hastings High on 1230 KHAS. Centura St. Paul on Classic Hits 98.9. St. Cecilia boys and girls are home tonight for quarterfinal action in the Centennial Conference Tournament. Central Catholic boys and girls are on the road. The girls quarterfinals of the Southwest Conference tonight. They continue on in the Crossroads in York. Also, they continue on in the Central Conference with a ton of games tonight. On the boys' side, they will go to York. Northwest at York. Aurora's at Holdridge. Crete's at Seward. Skyler's at Lakeview. For the girls, Seward's at Northwest. Central City's at York. Lakeview's at Holdridge. And Crete is at Fairbury. The boys' quarters are tonight in the Southwest or the RPAC tournament. And those games are in Bertrand and Trenton. Adams Central Wrestling will duel Northwest tonight. And I think that pretty much gets us through the rest of the day's sports. So we'll get on out of here and say thanks to Blake Holtmeyer, one of the newest Huskers. As we said, Alex Baritza of Cozad has also given his walk-on, preferred walk-on to Nebraska, so congratulations there. I also want to thank Sean Callahan from Husker Online for joining us at the start of the program. If you missed any of it, you can check it out on our podcast. It's up there every day for you, and past shows, days, weeks, months are all up there because the computer is a great asset when it works. The World Wide Web, baby, at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Tomorrow, our Loper Link with men's basketball coach Kevin Lofton. We'll also head out to Las Vegas. Jay Rude, he owns it. From the MGM, he's going to be talking football prop bets and a whole lot more with the Super Bowl. Got some interesting ones to talk about. That's among our guests tomorrow. Damon Day, have a great day, and don't practice outside today.
No, but tomorrow, because Saturday's coming, whether we like it or not.
The opening of the season.
The opening of the season, Saturday.
Good Lord. That's not right. Is there any chance you're going to get snowed out?
Yeah. There's always a chance you're going to get snowed out, but right
now
I'm saying 70-30.
Sorry.
70-30, we do this.
And when I see you next Tuesday, what's your record going to be?
Don't really care about my record at this point. Really, I know that's coach speak. I know all that. I know you're giving me that look right now. But literally, we've had like four practices outside. And so if we can compete and do some things, I will be extraordinarily excited as a coach.
All right. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, folks, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.